Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we, thy unworthy servants here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send them thy heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interest, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of thy blessed name.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is now past 10. I move that SO5 to be suspended to commence the business of the House.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
Honorable members, it's been past 10. It has been moved and seconded that SO5 to be suspended so that the business of the House may commence. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay, the ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 21st April 2016.
Honorable members, the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 21st April 2016, as usual, page 1. Page 2. Yeah.
I was present that day, but my name is on page 3, has been absent, so that needs to be rectified.
Mr. Clark, take note.
Yes, Mr.
Yes?
Number 5 on page 2, I've been marked absent, but I was present.
Okay, take note. Mr. Clark? Page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6 and page 7. There have been no other amendments or corrections. Will somebody move for the adoption of the record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 21st April 2016?
Mr. Speaker, I so move.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Shall we move and seconded that the votes and proceedings for Thursday, 21st April 2016 be adopted? All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 21st April 2016 has been adopted. Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service. Proposed by Honorable Ibrahim R. Bundu. Second, Honorable Komba Ikodioma.
So, Mr. Leader, yes, I have a feeling that that has warranted an amendment.
Hello?
Yes.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, before I proceed to read the report, I want to crave your indulgence to amend on the item by replacing the second Honorable Kombayi Kodioma to read Honorable Leonard Ifopona, the Deputy Leader.
Honorable members, that is the amendment. I take it that there is no objection. Accepted, Mr. Leader.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, fourth session of the fourth parliament of the Second Republic of Sierra Leone, ninth report of the Committee on Appointment and the Public Service on Parliamentary Vetting of Presidential Nominations. Number one, introduction. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the Committee on Appointment and the Public Service met on Thursday, 5th May 2016, and interviewed four presidential nominees for appointments as follows. One, member, National Commission for Social Action. Two, member, Public Service Commission. Three, two members of the Sierra Leone Insurance Company. Two, procedure.
Commission.
Sorry. Two, procedure. The committee maintains strict consistency to its established procedure. Inquiring questions put to the nominees were related to their educational backgrounds, track records in public office, declared assets, tax obligations, and their vision for a nationally productive tenor. Issues of unsuitability or otherwise was closely looked into. Three, tenth sitting of the committee on Thursday, 5th May 2016. The following nominees were interviewed on oath. Mr. Samuel Solomon Soba Foni. Mr. Solomon Samuel Soba Foni, proposed member, National Commission for Social Action, NACSA. Mr. Samuel Solomon Soba Foni is the Quality Assurance Director, World Vision Sierra Leone, an international non-governmental organization. He has consistently served from 1996 to date. Responding to the committee's inquiries, Mr. Samuel Solomon Foni said that serving on the board of the commission entails directing the governance of the commission as established by law. Quote, my function will involve working together with fellow board members to take decisions on the general operations and in contributing to the overall strategies and policies of the commission, end of quote. Answering to further questions, Mr. Foni said that he has served the World Vision for 18 years. In those years, he said, he had been engaged in project formulation and design, project implementation and evaluation. Quote, with that background, I think I have the necessary experience to guide and contribute to the policies and strategies of NACSA to ensure that our rural communities are impacted. End of quote. Two, Ms. Teresa Tene O'Neill. Ms. Teresa Tene O'Neill, proposed member, Public Service Commission. Ms. Teresa O'Neill is a teacher, a financial service provider, a woman, empowerment activist, and a very religious woman. Responding to members' inquiries about what could have urged His Excellency the President to nominate her, Ms. Teresa Tene O'Neill thanked her Heavenly Father and said, quote, before I was given this appointment, I gave a talk on the importance of service to a congregation in my church. Following that talk, I believe God urged His Excellency the President to give me this position because of my service to humanity. End of quote. Mr. Isa O'Neill promised to work to the best of our ability for the success of the Public Service Commission. Number three, Ms. Fauzi Lakosi Daifan. Ms. Fauzia Lakosi Daifan, proposed member, Sierra Leone Insurance Company. Ms. Fauzia Lakosi Daifan is a professional insurer who has spent all her working life in the insurance business and has held very prominent positions in that industry. Answering to the committee's inquiries on what value she would add to the commission, Ms. Fauzi Lakozi Daifan opined that the work of the commission was to make policies for the insurance industry in Sierra Leone. Quote, if approved by this honorable house, I'll share my experience with the board to help formulate good and feasible policies that will stand the test of time. That's end of quote, she said. Ms. Fazia Lakusi Daifan believes that insurance policies have been successfully implemented in Sierra Leone, although some sections of the public believe that the insurance industry does not pay claims. Quote, that is not quite true. We do pay claims, but we investigate thoroughly before we make payments, she said. End of quote. Four, Mr. Ronald Kweku A. Hinston, who unavoidably is not here. So, honorable members, we go to the next item. Number five, recommendation. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the committee adjudged the following presidential nominees to be adequately qualified for their proposed appointment, and they are recommended to the House for approval. Mr. Solomon Soba Foni, member, National Commission for Social Action, NACSA. Two, Ms. Teresa O'Neill, Tene O'Neill, member, Public Service Commission. And three, Ms. Fauzia Lakosi Daifan, member, Sierra Leone Insurance Commission. We'll now omit Mr. Ronald Kweku A. Hinston, who is not here. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the ninth report is the unanimous view of the committee. I therefore move that the ninth report of the fourth session of the Committee on Appointment and the Public Service, with the exception of Mr. Ronald Kweku A. Hinston, be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. Signed, Honorable Ibrahim R. Bundu, Chairman.
Any seconder?
I so second, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable members, the question is that the ninth report of the fourth session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service, with the exception of Mr. Ronald Quick, a Hinston, be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members. I myself participated in the interviews of the nominees presented by His Excellency the President to this House. The session, of course, was short with only four candidates, and the Honorable Majority Leader has presented three of those four candidates to this House for their approval. Having been part of the members who made the recommendations and the interviews that followed, I want to briefly just go through the three candidates that have been presented. As usual, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, these candidates are professionally qualified people in their special areas of discipline. If you take the gentleman, Mr. Samuel Solomon Soba Foni, he is the quality assurance director for a very prominent NGO that is doing so well in this country. No doubt, of course, the president thought not only about his qualifications, but as his working professional experience, having served that organization for well over 18 years. I'm sure a lot of MPs are directly or indirectly affected by the good things this NGO is doing all across the country. So there is no doubt in my mind and in the mind of the committee that this nominee was qualified for the position that the president had nominated him for. Coming to the second nominee, Ms. Teresa Tene O'Neill, a very queer combination of names. But since names don't signify anything much in this country, it cuts across all tribes. Ms. O'Neill is a professionally qualified teacher who taught for some time and did a lot of community work in her area and in the church. You've had a report made by the leader that she prayed to God, that God uses her in any position, and the president followed that prayer, and she was nominated to serve on the commission. The thing we forgot to do as a committee was that we didn't ask her to pray for us in the interview, because perhaps we are also going to be elevated to some other positions of trust. Being that as it may, this lady has served this country very well. Young lady, growing up, extremely ambitious. It is therefore recommended that the House not only approve, that will speedily approve the appointment. There is Miss Fauzia Lakosi Daifan. This is a professional insurance person, and she is going to serve on the commission. So there is no better person, plus a gentleman who is absent, but he will come another day, to serve on the insurance commission. She has assured the committee that she will use all her professional experience to make sure that the commission is doing very well, will continue to do better, in fact. When, for example, she was asked whether the insurance companies, the monies requested of them to be part of, to be registered, was sufficient, she assured the committee that those amounts were sufficient for this country and that they will make the insurance commission work extremely very well. I would therefore want to recommend, having said all these honorable members, that you do speedily approve of the nominations before you. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I thank you very much and therefore so recommend.
Honorable members, the question is that the ninth report of the first session of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service, with the exception of Ronald Kweku Histing, be adopted by the House and that the recommendations contained therein be approved. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Motion of the Committee on Appointments and the Public Service has been ratified.
Ladies and gentlemen, I congratulate you on behalf of Parliament and wish you well. You can go.
Bill. Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendment Act 2016. Introduction and first reading. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice.
I don't see the comment.
Honorable Speaker, members of Parliament, I crave the indulgence of this House to make a quick amendment to the proposed bill, the signatory line to be replaced with that of the Attorney General and Minister of Justice.
In that case, Mr. Minister, give your full name and your designation.
Joseph Fitzgerald Kamara, Attorney General and Minister of Justice.
So, honorable members, that replaces Dr. Ernest Bai Kroma, because the tradition is it is the pilot of the bill whose name should be here.
Is that the beginning? After Ernest.
So it was the mistake. So that has been rectified. The mistake has now been rectified by that amendment. Please. Yes, Mr. Clark.
Much obliged, Mr. Speaker. Honourable Speaker, Members of Parliament, I move that the bill entitled the Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendment Act 2016 be read the first time.
Honourable Members, the question is that the bill... Before I put the question, Mr. Clark, where is the leader? Okay, sorry, you are here, Mr. Deputy Speaker, please, with the Deputy Leader. Honourable Members, the question is that the bill entitled the Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendment Act 2016 be read the first time. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
The bill entitled Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendments Act 2016 has been read the first time.
Mr. Leader, the bill has been read the first time. The mic, please, the mobile mic.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I would have loved this bill to be passed today. But mindful of the provisions of the Constitution, honorable members, reference to section 108, it is not expedient for any plea this morning for this bill to pass because it has its own implication. So I therefore ask that we defer the debate after reading this bill for the first time. For the debate on this bill to commence on the next adjourned date. Thank you very much.
Mr. Leader, I would advise that we give legitimacy to this by invoking the necessary section in our standing orders.
Yes, 37.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. So, section 108, in tandem with SO 44, subsection 3, which reads...
Is it 43 or 37? Check.
44-3.
Hmm?
44-3.
Thank you.
After second reading, another little. Mm-hmm. Yeah, first reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. 108 in tandem with 44.3, SO
44.3. Mr. Leader, look at 44.3. Does 44.3 give you support? Okay, Mr. Leader, I read.
Yes.
Sorry. With your leave, Mr. Leader. A bill for an act of parliament to alter provision of the constitution shall, pursuant to paragraph B of subsection 2 of the entrenched section 108 of the constitution, require to be supported on the second and third readings by the votes of not less than 2/3 of all members of the House. Therefore, for deferring debate, I don't think 44.3 helps us in that. What are we doing?
We are not yet at the point where we should debate. The debate should come up after the presentation during the course of the second reading. And since we are not yet at that stage, we are only asking for the deferment as a result of 44.3 because we don't have it.
We are asking for deferment. Deferment is to defer.
Yes, sir, but not because of the debate. It's because we don't have a 2/3 to proceed to the next stage.
Yes.
Honourable Chairman, by saying, because the end point is we have to have a 2/3, and because we don't have that 2/3 at the end of the day, it's rather we prefer to defer the entire debate, so that even the first reading, second reading will not come into play, and wait for such a time when we will have a 2/3.
That it is not for it. May I crave your indulgence, please, to listen. 37, turn to 37, and I read. 37, the caption there is dilatory motions. A member who wishes to postpone to some future occasion the further discussion of a question which has been proposed from the chair, and the question has been proposed, mind you, which has been proposed from the chair, may claim to move that the debate be now adjourned, or that this parliament do now adjourn, or in committee of the whole house that the chairman do report progress. If such motion is agreed to, the resumption of the business shall be set down by a day named by Mr. Speaker in consultation with the chairman of the business committee and the clerk of parliament. So which one applies?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, From the reading, I'm sure mention was made of a debate. The question so proposed has been disposed of. That is the first reading. It has been read the first time, voted upon, and it has been disposed of. It's now procedural for us to go for second reading, which might generate a debate. That is the reason why cognizance of section 108 in tandem with section 44 subsection 3, I'm asking that we terminate the debate. We terminate the proceedings at this time. I don't respond to undertone.
Honorable Ajispin.
No question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My...
Well, I have called up on you.
Yes.
My position is 44.3 says what it has said, as we have read, but it does not give power to defer at all. That is my position. So what do you think?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, it was I who suggested 44-3 in collaboration or in consultation with the deputy of the legislative committee, because we have to look ahead. Can we go forward with this debate in the absence of a two-third majority? I think that is the pertinent question.
And that being a pertinent question, as long as the question has been put, I wish we had not put the question. If we had not put the question, then 44-3 would have held sway. The question has been proposed.
Yes, sir. As you please, but the situation is that we cannot go on. I can't do that. You worked
Mr. Clark. Yes? What is your view on this, Mr. Clark? Mr. Leader,
please come.
I love it. This is mentioned down.
That's what I was saying. Doc? Doc?
Attention, honorable members. Honorable members, I go again to 37. The caption is dilates the motion. And I want members to know, normally when we talk about motions, like when we have these agreements or other things, a bill is also a motion. I say so. A bill is also a motion. Please. Any bill is a motion. Any bill is a motion. So I read, a member who wishes to postpone to some future occasion the further discussion. The question has already been proposed. So we want further discussion. That is a deferment. My ruling is that, Mr. Leader, please quote 37.
And in fact, that has just remind me of the provision of the standing order that the decision of the speaker is final. So, honorable members, I stand on SO 37. By the provision of that standing order, I ask that this debate now be deferred to another date.
Any seconder? Yes, the acting minority leader. Honorable members, it has moved and seconded that the debate be deferred. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Honorable members, immediately after adjournment, I would like to see the Honorable Sidi Tunis, the Clerk of Parliament, the Majority Leader, the Deputy Majority Leader, and the Deputy Speaker in my office immediately after adjournment. Yes?
Announcements.
Sorry. Honorable Aji Spain, after I've seen these people, I would also like to see you, please. Let the leader release the minister.
Yes. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I want to bring to your notice the following bills that are pending. We have with you the National Security and Central Intelligence Act 2015. Please endeavor to pay attention to it. The National Civil Registration Act 2016. The Constitution of Sierra Leone Amendment Act 2016, which was just read here for the first time, then the Public Financial Management Act of 2015, the Criminal Procedure Act of 2015, the the Criminal Procedure Act of 2015, the Consumer Protection Act of 2014, then the incorporation of the Archdiocese of Freetown, the Catholic Diocese of Bow, the Catholic Diocese of Kenema, and the Catholic Diocese of Makeni Act 2015. The Justice Sector Coordination Office Act of 2015, the Extractive Industry Revenue Act of 2013. I'm highlighting this bill so that if they are very, very far away from your shelves, please endeavor to start to bring them very close, as we will be looking at them very, very soon. Thank you very much.
Mr. Leader, anything on the road safety? Road safety.
Yes, the Road Safety Amendment Act, yes. No, it's not far. It's right here.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Yes.
Announcement. The Department of Legislative Services is inviting members of the Legislative Committee and interested members of Parliament to a meeting to consider the CRC draft constitution on the legislature today after sitting is adjourned in the conference room, Parliament Building. Signed, Cyril F. King, Director of Legislative Services. Please be informed that the anti-corruption asset declaration forms are available at the dispatch desk for the attention of members of Parliament. And completed forms should be submitted on or before Friday, 27 May 2016. Also, a team of eye specialists from the Connaught Hospital Sight Savers Department will visit the Parliament Medical Center for voluntary routine eye check for members of Parliament and staff. The service registration cost is 10,000 leones for staff and 20,000 leones for MPs. You are encouraged to attend. There is no date here on the notice. The Committee on Agriculture, Forestry and Food Security will meet immediately, sitting is adjourned in committee room number 1. Please endeavor to attend. Committee on Local Government meets at 1. Members are encouraged to please attend as it is very important.
Carpenter, don't forget it.
In the conference room of the administrative building for members of the Committee on Local Government. Members of the Committee on Trade and Industry are invited to a very important meeting on Thursday, 12th May, in committee room number 1 at 11 a.m. Signed, Honorable Veronica Sisse, Chairperson.
Honorable members, the House is adjourned to Thursday, the 12th of May, 2016 at 10 a.m.